Hey, good morning, everybody. So today we're going to talk about a topic. The first time I think that we're having a Tamar Lakshya talks about a topic that comes up in camp a lot, and that is that a lot of times when people have soda in camp, they have cans of soda. Are you allowed to open a can of soda on Shabbos? This is an issue that comes up a lot. So I'm going to confess from the very outset that this entire shiur is taken straight from Rav Eliyadah Goldwich's Smichat Chaver program. He has a very, very useful way of thinking about all issues of opening packages and opening containers and things of that nature on Shabbos. And the way he presents it and the way he thinks of it is that you always have to go through a 6-point checklist to see whether or not you're allowed to open something on Shabbos. There are 6 potential isurim with opening packaging on Shabbos. There's binyan, stira, makeh bepatish, korea, mechatech, and mochek. And if you can avoid all 6 of those things, then you're good. If you can't avoid all 6 of those things, if you stumble on just one, then it's going to be usr. Each one is an independent isur. So let's go through opening a can on Shabbos. Is it a violation of any of these isurim? So a little bit of background first about binyan, stira, and asiyas pesach. The binyan and stira are the malacha relating to building and destroying a building. There is a discussion in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos and the Chuf Chaf Beis whether it applies to kelim or only to actual structures of the ground. Like if you were to build this building, that is obviously binyan. If one were to knock down this building, that is obviously stira. But what if I build a kli? What if I build a utensil? So Rava's shita is Masechta Shabbos ain binyan u'stira bekelim, that there's no such thing as binyan u'stira bekelim. Rashi in Shabbos on Dafayin Dalam Beis interprets that very literally, that the entire Isra of binyan and stira does not apply to kelim at all. And that is the shita Sarashba, the shita Sarbitva, the shita Sar Zerua. Many Rishonim take it very straightforward, very literally. Tosfos, however, in Masechta Shabbos, argues and says that no, ain binyan u'stira bekelim means certain types of kelim. If you have very flimsy kelim, you have kelim that are very temporary, that are very weak, so that's where ain binyan u'stira bekelim, because that's not a real binyan or a stira. Real binyan or a stira means you put together something that's significant, something that's strong, or you destroy something that's significant or strong. So that's the machlokas right off the bat. Now Rashi in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Mem Zayin teaches us that even though there's no isra of binyan u'stira when it comes to kelim, there still can be another isra when it comes to kelim, and that is the isra of makeh bepatish. That when it comes to making a nice opening on a kli, that could be a violation of makeh bepatish. The Gemara the Mishnah rather in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Vav tells us that you're allowed to break a barrel on Shabbos in order to eat the figs that are inside of the barrel, as long as you don't make a nice opening, as long as you're not mechavein to make a nice pesach. So Rashi explains that the Mishnah is talking about a full-fledged strong kli, and there's no problem of binyan, there's no problem of stira, because there is no binyan or stira bekelim. The only potential issue is makeh bepatish by making a very nice pesach. However, Tosos Lashitaso explains that no, breaking a barrel in the Mishnah is only mutter. It's not only not a violation of stira, because it must be talking about a very flimsy kli, what's called a mustiki, a barrel that was glued together from broken pieces and is a very flimsy type of kli. But if you were to actually break a real barrel, that would be a violation of soser. So essentially what we have is 3 basic ideas. That breaking a mustiki, a flimsy kli, or any lower grade packaging is mutter according to everybody. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, ain binyan u'stira bekelim. Breaking a real strong kli, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Where Rashi's going to say, totally fine, there's no binyan u'stira bekelim. Tosfos is going to say, no, a strong kli, there is an issue of binyan u'stira. But everyone also agrees that if you make a nice Pesach, just one of you make a nice Pesach, that that's going to be a separate Isser called Makeh Bepatish. How do we paskin la halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Yodalit and Sif Aleph paskins like Tosfos, that breaking a flimsy kli that was broken and glued back together is not a violation of stira, and building it is not a violation of binyan, because the binyan and stira only applies to very strong kelim. However, the Mishabur and Sivkat and Zion quotes from the Gra that we paskin, that the Gra paskins like Rashi, that even a sturdy kli, even if you break a sturdy kli, it is not a violation of the isur of binyan and stira. So the Shulchan Aruch then adds the second half of the Mishnah, that if you make a nice opening, even in a flimsy kli, it's still going to be Masakin Mana. So how do we paskin? Unclear, right? We have a psak of the Shulchan Aruch where the Shulchan Aruch says, like Tosfos, that there is binyan ustira bekelim if you're talking about really strong kelim, but the Gra paskins like Rashi that there's no binyan ustira bekelim at all. So right off the bat, whenever we talk about any packaging, is it binyan, is it stira, right off the bat we could say, well, certainly according to Rashi, it's not at all. According to the Gra, it's not at all. The whole shaila of binyan ustira is only if you paskin like the Mechaber. Now, a couple of things about the Makah Bepatish element, because Makah Bepatish could certainly apply to all, to even flimsy types of kelim. So to violate the issue of Asiyas Pesach, which is a form of Makah Bepatish, on a Daraisa level, the Pesach would have to be a Pesach that's Lahachnis Ulahotzi. It has to be an opening that's meant for food to go in and out, or for the items to be taken in and out of the kli. That's what the Mishbura writes in Shin Yadalid Siv Katan Vav. A second point about Makab Patish, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yadalid Siv Vav tells us that if you completely cut off the top of a barrel, you completely remove the covering at the top of a barrel, that is not a violation of Asiyas Pesach, because you're not making a reusable opening. You're just trying to get to the contents of the barrel, and the best way and easiest way to access the contents is by lopping off the top of the barrel. But it's not that you're fashioning any sort of nice Pesach. Also, the issue of Asiyas Pesach is only if that's really what you're trying to do. You're trying to make a usable Pesach. But if you didn't really want to make a Pesach, then that is not a violation of Asiyas Pesach. So now let's talk about soda cans on Shabbos. And let's go through our checklist, our six-point checklist. Is it a violation of Soser to take a soda can and open it on Shabbos? Have you destroyed an existing kli? So the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid in Siman Shin Yadal Sif Yud Beis says that soda cans or tuna cans or anything like that, sardine cans is what he actually talks about, cannot be opened on Shabbos because you're breaking that which was a full-fledged kli. You're now destroying it. It is now not going to be a functional kli anymore. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Soser applies to strong kalim, and a can is a strong kli. So even though Rashi holds that there's no binyan ustira at all when it comes to kelim, and that's how the Grub paskins, but we have to be choshish with Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that a strong kli is going to be subject to soser and to binyan. So this is soser. You're destroying a kli that used to be able to hold soda and hold all the fizz in, and now it can't do that anymore. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Tes of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that no, cans are not important kelim, they're flimsy kelim. A soda can, that's a mustiki. Even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that there's no binyan ustira on such kelim, on kelim that are so flimsy that you would throw out right after the first use. So Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees with the Tehillah LeDavid and says there's no malacha of soser. The Chazon Ish in Siman and Aleph, Sifir Aleph, says that soda cans or tuna cans are that are fully sealed and you can't access the contents inside, so they're not considered a kli yet. So stira doesn't apply because it's not yet a kli, because it's not functional. It just completely encloses. There's no way in, there's no way out. There's no simple way to get in or out of the kli. So it's not yet a kli, and therefore it's not going to be soser to open up the kli. So as far as point number one on the checklist, is it stira when you open up a soda can? According to the Tehillah LeDavid, yes. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, no, because it's too flimsy. According to the Chazon Ish, no, because you're not being soser anything because it wasn't yet a kli. What about the malacha of bona? So the Chazon Ish paskins that opening up, let's say, a tuna can is asur on Shabbos because you are making a kli. It wasn't a kli beforehand because it wasn't usable, but now you're violating the isur by opening up the top of the tuna can or the top of the sardine can or the soda can for that matter. The can was sealed, it was not a kli. You weren't able to access its contents. Now you've made a functional opening on top. Now you're able to access the contents, and therefore that's a violation of bona. However, of Shlomo Zalman Orbach is makel on this as well. Because again, the whole, first of all, he argues on the whole premise of the Chazon Ish, that a sealed can is not considered a kli. Why is it not considered a kli? It's doing its job. It's holding the contents, the food that's supposed to be held in it, and the whole point is to protect the food until it gets to the shelf, until it gets to the consumer. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. Why would that not be considered a kli? And even if you wanted to say that the sealed can is not considered a kli, you're still allowed to open them. Because when you open them, even if you're making a kli, Ein binyan bekelim, and this is a flimsy kli. And even the Shulchan Aruch says ein binyan bekelim when a kli is a flimsy kli. So Shlomo Zalman disagrees with the Chazon Ish. He holds that there's no issue of binyan here either. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe Archaim Chelgalov Sim Kuf Chavbeis Oz Tes, goes even a step further. He says this is even better than mustiki. Mustiki means like a flimsy kli. He says this isn't even that. You know, there is the Gemara talks about chasalos, which are a basket made out of date leaves, where if you that help the dates ripen when you put them inside this basket, and then they would tear open the basket and just discard the basket. It wasn't a very expensive basket, and that's not even a kli at all. So Moshe explains that the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yudal says that tearing open chasalos is mutter because the baskets are only used once, and it's similar to the shell of a nut. Would you say that tearing open the shell of a nut is breaking a kli? Granted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that kli, but that's any different. Its whole purpose is to surround the food to protect it, and then you open it up and you discard it and you throw it out. So Rav Moshe thinks that when it comes to opening a tuna can or opening a soda can, you're not going to call that stira bikelim. Even if you hold that there is stiren, that this is, because this is less than a mustiki, it's not even a flimsy kli, it's just something that's meant to wrap around. It's like the shell of a nut that's just wrapping around the tuna fish or the soda. So that's as far as stira is concerned, as far as binyan is concerned, rather. Chazon Ish holds it's not a violation of stira, but yes, a violation of binyan. Tila LeDavid said it's a violation of stira, but not binyan. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it's a violation of neither stira nor binyan. And Rav Moshe seems to agree that it's neither stira nor binyan. So we're still in it, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, right? We have three more hurdles. We have four more hurdles that we have to clear. But we cleared two hurdles, according to Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, what about Asiyas Pesach? This seems to be a formidable hurdle, because if you open up the top of the soda can, it makes quite a nice Pesach. So is that a violation of Asiyas Pesach? So the Mishnah tells us that if you break open a barrel, that's mutter if you don't have in mind to make like a nice opening. But if you are mechavin to make a nice opening, then it's going to be a problem. So there's a sefer called Binyan Shabbos, written by Rav Chanan Kohn, who was a ben bias of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he writes in Perek Yud Zayin that the isser of making a Pesach is because you're perfecting the barrel by making another access point that's more convenient and better than the original access point that you had. Meaning, making a Pesach is only usser if your intention is to add a benefit to the barrel and make the barrel more functional. But if your intention is not to perfect the barrel and give it long-term functionality, that is not a violation of Makah B'Patish, which means that Asiyas Pesach, according to this, applies only when you're trying to make a nice opening so that you'll be able to use this container again in the future. When you open a tuna can, you have no plans, most people I think, have no plans of using the tuna can again in the future once it's empty. I've never seen anybody outside of camp ever use a soda can a second time after it's been empty. For some reason, kids in camp do it. They fill it up with water and it becomes their water bottle. But most people, normal people, do not refill a soda can after it's meant to be drunk from and then you discard it. So since it's not giving any long-term functionality, says the Sefer Binyan B'Shabbos, it is not a violation of Asiyas Pesach. So even though Asiyas Pesach applies to flimsy kelim as well, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said a soda can is a flimsy kli, so it's not subject to bonus soser, but might be subject to Asiyas Pesach, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, it is not a violation of Asiyas Pesach, because you're not trying to make a long-term use of this Pesach. That is not called Makah Bepatish, that is not called Asiyas Pesach. This is in Shulchan Shlomo and Shin Yodalid Siv Katan Hei. The Asiyas Pesach is when you have an option to make a nice opening or not as nice opening, and you deliberately make a nice opening for long-term use. That is not what you're doing when it comes to a soda can. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, we're still in it. Three hurdles cleared. We got three more to go. What about Korea? Korea is a non-starter. It's not an issue. The Minchas Chinuch and Mosach HaShabbos Korea owes hey paskins that the Yisur of Korea and Topher, which is the flip side of Korea, only applies to soft material, to like textiles, to like a cloth. It's the Urios of the Mishkan. That's where they had Korea. It doesn't apply to metals and cheres and things like that. So it's a non-starter. Korea is not going to be an issue. Okay, now comes the biggest challenge. What about Mechatech? What's mechatech? Mechatech is when you cut something to perfect size. You're trying to cut something to a very exact size. So is it a violation of mechatech? You're cutting along the perforation when you open the soda can to the perfect size of the of an opening so that you can access the soda that's inside the can. Says Rav Eliyashiv, quoted in the Orcha Shabbos. The Orcha Shabbos was written by Rav Rubin from Har Nof. That shul in Har Nof, where the attack happened. He was he's the Rav of that shul. Very, very special Jew who wrote this spectacular sefer. In fact, when we met with him, Rav Rubin told us, a group of Rabbanim went from America, we met with him, he told us that he wrote the Orcha Shabbos. It took him, I think he said, it took him 15 years to learn it and 15 years to write it. And he said that when he was looking it over before publishing it, he had to read the whole thing twice. He read it like an Am Haaretz, and once he read it like a Talmud Chacham. And he wanted to make sure that it's valuable for both an Am Haaretz and a Talmud Chacham. And he said people told him no one's ever going to use it. People don't want to learn halacha that way. They just want to know what to do. They don't want to hear about the sugya. They don't want to hear about what Gemara comes from or anything like that. They just want to know what to do. And he said he thinks people actually want to learn halacha. So and he was proven right. The Orcha Shabbos is a very big seller. So anyway, he quotes Rav Eliyashiv in the Orcha Shabbos that since the opening of a can is specifically designed to dispense the perfect amount of soda when you take a sip, not to like choke you and not to be frustrating that you're not getting anything, like if it were to be like a pinhole. There was definitely market research done on exactly how large of a size they should make that opening when you open up a can of soda. So you're cutting it exactly to size, and therefore would be a violation of mechatech. Mishnah Brura writes in Shinchav Beis of Katan Yilches that the use of mechatech applies even to hard materials. It's not like Topher and Korea, which is only to textiles. So mechatech is going to apply even to something that's very hard. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis Semin Yid Beis disagrees. And he says, no, you don't care about the exact shape of the can's opening or the exact size of the opening you're making in the can. Why do you open it to that size? Because the manufacturer made it easy to open that way. But maybe I prefer it a little smaller or a little bit bigger. In fact, over the years, the exact size of the opening in a soda can changed. It's not so exact. It's not so precise. It's around, how big you would want it. Someone pointed out to me, if you buy those mini cans of soda, the opening is smaller. So is that too small, or is the one on the regular can of soda too big? I don't know. It's not something that you're looking for an exact size. You're opening it along those lines because that's how it's easiest to open. It would be weird to open a soda can any other way, but that's not called mechatech, says Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rosh Hashanah, we're still good. We have one more issue, which is a non-issue when it comes to soda cans. That is mochik. Mochik is if you're erasing letters, non-issue. There are no letters by a soda can, so that's not going to be an issue. So in conclusion, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you can open up a soda can on Shabbos because none of the six Isurim apply. Rav Moshe says that cans have the status of chasolos, and therefore it's not binyan, it's not stira, but he paskins that it's best to open everything before Shabbos. Best to not get involved in these things. Chazanish holds it's a violation of bona to open it up on Shabbos because it's not a kli beforehand. You're making it a kli by opening it up. Rav Eliyashiv holds it's a violation of mechatech. Now, two additional points, and then we'll take questions. Point number one is that Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that you want to be yotzei the shita of the chazanish, let's say, with a tuna can. There's an easy way to be yotzei the shita of the chazanish with a tuna can. What's the problem? When you open up the tuna can, it's bona because you're making a functional kli out of it. So says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, be yotzei the shita of the chazanish by just poking a hole at the bottom of the can, before you open the top. And now it's not a functional kli. When you open the top, you never turned it into, poking the hole didn't make it a functional kli because you can't access the tuna that way. Opening it at the top won't make it a functional kli because there's a hole at the bottom. You would never use a kli like that. So that would be a simple etza. Rosham Zalman does not suggest that by a soda bottle, by a soda can rather. And the reason he doesn't suggest it by a soda can is probably because that doesn't work according to the Chazon Ish. Meaning, the Chazon Ish would probably hold poking a hole at the bottom is also binyan bekelim, because since the contents are liquid, you can now access all the contents through the hole that you made at the bottom. So it doesn't help, like by a tuna can, where poking a hole at the bottom didn't yet make it a kli, because you still can't access the tuna. When it comes to a soda can, if you poke a hole at the bottom, you can access the soda. Rav Eliyashiv, just a final point, Rav Eliyashiv's shita, that opening a can on Shabbos is a violation of Mechatech, in Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the current Sephardic chief rabbi, quotes from his father, Rav Vad Yosef, that maybe you could be Yotzei this shita as well, and do something just very practical. Maybe if you just open it a little bit, don't open it all the way, meaning you can pull the tab all the way and then it makes the full Pesach and that's Mechatech. But if you don't cut it to size, you can make a Pesach that's clearly not so convenient and that's not the size that would be ideal, then it wouldn't be Mechatech. So if you're not worried about Binyan, and you're not worried about Stira, you're not a Chazon Ish person, you're not a Tehillah L'David person, you're a Shlomo Zalman person along those lines, but you're concerned about Mechatech, which, by the way, that was me. I never opened soda cans on Shabbos because I always thought it was Pashat that it was Mechatech. I'm sure there was market research that went into the ideal size of an opening of a Kli. I just never thought of what Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, which is you can just simply avoid it by opening it halfway. If you open it halfway, then it's not going to be Mechatech. L'chor, that's a very good point. So Pashas is that that's what you can do. If you don't hold like the Chazon Ish, you'd be able to do that. Okay. Questions?